town is very new, and there are actually many areas and many challenges that we have had to look at, which I must say I'm glad and thankful that together with my grassroots and the residents, we have been able to address many of these challenges and issues. For instance, transport connectivity. We've added 4 buses, as I've said, you know, recently, the City Direct, and we're looking at further enhancing these services. And the residents know that we are working very hard to address these issues. Amenities, so we have actually managed to open Plantation Plaza quite quickly with a food court and supermarket and so on. So I think my grassroots, we have been working very hard, and I think we have been geared up. And we also expect, actually, the division, the constituency, to be cut up, simply because there's no way that you can remain as an SMC with the number of flat units as well as the population. So I think the grassroots are actually prepared, the volunteers are prepared. We have been able, fortunately, to recruit new volunteers from amongst the residents. So I'm, again, very thankful to the Bukit Batok West residents as well as Tengah, because even Bukit Batok is actually pretty new. Some of the flats are not even MOP yet, and there are actually more that's coming up. Tengah is the same, and in fact, Tengah on average is like less than a year old. The oldest is just about 20 months. But I think there is good synergy and camaraderie among the grassroots, and we have actually kind of like divided up the grassroots so that there's a group that take care of Tengah, there's a group that take care of Bukit Batok West, there's even a group that actually take care of the older part of Hong Kong, which has got older residents, and the needs are quite different. Yeah. So I think many residents actually come to me and tell me that they appreciate the fact that we're working very hard to improve the transport connectivity, and we have actually within 20 months implemented 4 bus services. I think it's pretty, you know, they understand, they appreciate. But I also know that there are other requests for transport connectivity, say to other parts of town, or for instance, the bus service may be a little bit slow now because actually the journey is a bit long for them to transfer, say, to the nearest MRT station. So they have been constantly giving me this feedback, and I've actually been working very closely with LTA to see how we can further enhance the services. So for instance, recently we introduced the 871A. We have also increased the frequency of the buses because there's an increase in the number of residents in Tengah. We are looking at whether we can launch a new bus service. And, you know, JRL is coming up, of course, in 2027. But I've already assured the residents that we will continue to look at improving and enhancing transport connectivity, even as the town develops.